翻到约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第三章第七节。
1 John 3:7.
这圣经节我们、过去交通的时候都读过了。
This verse we have read before in our past sharing.
约翰一书第三章第七节。
1 John 3:7。
小子们呢，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
我们还是注意这句话，行义的才是义人。
Let us pay attention to this word. He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
以弗所书第四章。
And then Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
腓立比书第一章。
And then Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章第27节。
Philippians 1:27.
我们只读上面一句哈，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ.
哥林多后书第五章。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章第七节。
Verse 7.Chapter 5, verse 7.
因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
我们行事为人是凭信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
最后我们再翻到哥罗西书第一章。
And then let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡是蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
我们圣经就先读这么多。
So we'll read this much for now.
我过去这两周跟弟兄姊妹的交通，我过去两周的交通哈，讲到行义与行事为人。
This past few weeks, the sharing on doing righteousness and our walk.
这个义哈，就是能够与神是一致的。
Righteous means to be one with the Lord.
我们能够有神的眼光。
We need to have a God's perspective.
也能够达到神要做到的目的。
And also be able to achieve the purpose of God.
我们感谢主，我们一旦承认我们是罪人，接受耶稣基督的宝血，我们就是义人。
The moment we admit that we're sinners and we receive the cleansing of the blood, we are righteous.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们是义人，还要继续的行义。
But as a righteous person, we need to continue to do righteousness.
要从我们不是外面是做一些什么事情呢，是从里面能够行出来的。
It is not outwardly doing something, but it is something, a walk that is.From inward.
或者是里面先有的改变。
Or, in another word, is to say you have an inner change first.
神一直要我们是里外是一致的。
Now, God wants us, our inner, inward and outward, to be one.
圣经里面也告诉我们说，哈，这个保罗说，圣经是教导我们学义。
And Paul also said that the Bible is teaching us to do righteousness.
圣经不是教导我们做好人。
The Bible is not teaching us to be good men.
圣经也不是教导我们提高我们道德的标准。
And the Bible is not just to raise our moral standards.
圣经乃是告诉我们要学义。
The Bible is teaching us to learn righteousness.
所以我们要好好读圣经。
That's why we have to read the Bible carefully.
我们要常常读主的话。
And we have to read continually the Bible.
我们才能够认识主要我们学的义是什么。
That's how we know what is the righteousness that God wants us to learn.
诗篇里面还有一句话。
In the Psalms, there's another verse.
诗篇二十三篇说，引导我走义路。
In Psalm 23, it says, lead me on the path of righteousness.
我们不是很懂得走义路。
We don't really know how to walk the path of righteousness.
我们只最会的就是偏离正道。
What we're good at, actually, is to stray from the right way.
我们喜欢走己路。
We love to walk the way of self.
我们不是很懂走义路。
We do not know how to walk the way of righteousness.
所以大卫在这里给我们教我们一个祷告的主啊，引导我走义路。
That's why David prayed to God and said, "Lead me on the way of righteousness."
我们也求主给我们常有这样的祷告。
And may we also have this kind of prayer often.
主啊，引导我走义路。
Lord, lead me on the path of righteousness.
我自己走的许多是弯路。
Because the way that I usually take are crooked ways.
如果我懂得走义路，就变得能够走正路。
If I know to walk the way of righteousness, then I'll be walking the right way.
我们还求主给我们真正有个心，饥渴慕义。
And then we want a heart that hunger and thirst for righteousness.
我们乐意明白义，也能够行义。
We love.To know righteousness and to do righteousness.
所以我这个已经跟弟兄姊妹有蛮多的交通，我只是稍微在这里这个复习一下。
This is just a review because I have spoken on this in the past already.
求主得着我们的心，愿意走在这条义路上。
May the Lord capture our heart that we will want to walk on this way of righteousness.
我继续就跟弟兄姊妹交通这个行事为人哈，或者英文很好哈 ，walk 就是行走。
So I want to share about walking.
圣经很多地方讲到我们的行走。
In the Bible, there are many places that talks about our walk.
这不是讲我们外面怎么表现我是高尚的人。
It is not talking about outwardly how I perform to look as if I'm, you know, up there.
我能够做到怎么道德又高，我是多么好的人。
That I have a high moral standard.
所以今天要我们能够行走，是因着有他。
Today we can walk. It's because of him.
我上次开始提了一件事，就是我们刚刚读的圣经哈，我们行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
I read the Bible verse that we must walk worthy of the Lord unto our calling.
你知道我们所蒙着召有多大吗
？Do you know how great is our calling?
我们恐怕每个人信主的故事都不同。
Each of us, the way we come to the Lord are different.
但是很可有，我恐怕我们很多信主又说：“哎呦，我这个就是把主当作一个这个随时的保障。”
Many people when they come to the Lord, they treat him as like our insurance.
能够看到我蒙召。是一个很大的事情的弟兄姊妹可能不多。
But to really see that we have a great calling, there are very few of us like that.
主今天救我们，他付了极大的代价。
Today, the Lord saved us, and He paid a great price.
我们头脑知道他付了大代价，我们感觉上他反正就很自然的过了。
It is true, maybe in our head we know that He paid a great price, but then in our hearts we just let it kind of feel very normal about it.
我像一些朋友们会说，哎呀，反正主耶稣知道他会复活嘛，这死一死又怎么样？
Some friends said, well, the Lord knows that He's going to get resurrected, so what's the big deal about what He went through?
我们今天对于所蒙召是今天所付的代价的大，我们没太深的感觉。
We do not have a deep regard of how great that price is that He paid for us.
在圣经两处地方讲到相称。
But then there are two places, that the Bible said to be worthy of.
第一个讲的蒙召的恩要相称。
To be worthy of that calling.
一个讲到基督的福音你要相称。
And then to be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
什么叫相称？
What is to be worthy of?
那英文全部同一个字就是配。
And in the English they only use one word, which is worthy.
那你配得过你所主救你这个恩，你配得过的。
You're worthy of that grace that He saved you with.
我们没有想过主今天救我，反正主爱我们就救我。
Today we just think, well, the Lord loves me and so He saved me.
有没有想过我是配得过他这样救我的呢？
Have you think about, are you worthy of Him saving you?
我们说两个人结婚要匹配。
We always say that two persons to get married, they have to be compatible.
对吧，一个十岁跟一个三十岁不配吧。
A 10-year-old and a 30-year-old, you know, they cannot be together.
我们今天说要匹配。
Now, to be compatible.
Okay, so 现在多了一个字叫，这个 compatible, 中文应该叫啥，能够，两个人能够交通得了的。
Okay, or at least you can communicate.
这个是很好的一个字哈。这个，你像哥林多后书第六章告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us.
这信跟不信不配。
A believer and an unbeliever, they cannot be yoked together.
他说义跟不义不配。
And righteous and unrighteousness also cannot be yoked together.
光明跟黑暗不相配。
And then darkness and light cannot be together.
这是基督与撒旦不相配。
And of course, Christ and Satan, they're not together.
这是神的殿跟偶像不相配。
And then, the temple of God and the idols, they're countering each other too.
我们今天信主了，最少这个给我们看，我们怎么与主相配。
But today, we are all believers already. How do,Are we going to be compatible or worthy of the Lord?
我们已经是义了，能够跟不义能够混在一起吗？
We are righteous. Can we still be mixed up with unrighteousness?
所以你发现我们这个行走在这里很多都跟主不相配的。
So we see that in our walk, there are many things that we are not compatible or worthy with the Lord.
刚读到那个圣经说基督的福音
And we read the verse on gospel of Christ.
我们说第一个灵的得救，我们有了主的生命，我们与主相配，在这一点上
we talk about the salvation of the spirit, and in that point, yes, we are worthy for the Lord.
主的生命跟我里面有主的生命，这两个相配
Because there's His life in us.And so we are compatible with the Lord.
但是主的救恩还要救我们的魂。
But His salvation will still extend to the salvation of the soul.
我们的魂的情况与主能够相配。
Now, is the condition of our soul compatible with the Lord?
所以圣经里面一直在新约里面看到主要我们成为他的门徒。
And that's why in the New Testament, the Lord keeps on showing us that we have to be His disciples.
只有成为门徒，好，我们与主相配。
Only when we're disciples can we be worthy of Him.
这里发现我们常常说，很多人说做，要成为主的门徒太难了。
Now many people say it's too hard to be his disciple.
那圣经基本上说 this is a must. 我们一定要成为他的门徒的。
But the Bible said this is a must. We have to be his disciple.
所以如果你看路加福音里面就告诉我们说你爱父母妻子儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
That's why in Luke it says that if you love your father, mother, brother or wife more than me, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
这里说不配就是说你不相称跟我的福音不相称。
And so you're not worthy of me, you're not worthy of my gospel.
而你不舍己卑死之价你不配也不跟我的福音不相称。
If you do not deny yourself and bear the cross, again, you're not worthy.
他又说你不撇下一切你不奉献给主你不把主权给主你不相配你不相称。
If you do not lay down everything, if you do not consecrate yourself, then you are not worthy of the Lord.
我们怎么去改一些想法圣经一直都不改了。
Now,How can we change things when the Bible don't change them?
主定了就是这样定的。
Now he has ordained it this way, and that's the way it is.
只有让我们能够如此走，你发现你里面有真正的平安，也真的与主能够相配的。
And only when you walk this way, you will find real peace in you, and you're really worthy of him.
我们在查经的时候提到马太福音里面说盐跟光。
In Matthew, in our Bible study, we mentioned light and salt.
我们特别注意说，这里说不是去做光做盐，乃是说你是光，你是盐。
It is not to become salt or to become light, but you are the light and you are the salt of the world.
你要成为盐，你能够相配，必须是咸的才行。
To become salt, you have to be salty.
说圣经里面说盐若失了味就没用了。
Now if you lost the saltiness, then you're useless.
为什么说没用呢？不相配了，不相称。
Why does it say it's useless? It's because it's not worthy. There's no common thing.
说如果我们的思想、我们的行动里面许多世界的风俗直接一直影响我们的，你发现我们很快就没味道了。
So if we're constantly...influenced by the world, then we don't have the taste of saltiness anymore.
我们说这个光怎么我们能够发光？
Now, the light, how do we shine forth?
我能够想到有两条路。
I can see there are two ways.
一个，你一直切切地亲近主。
One way is you come really, really close to the Lord.
你的生命从你出来，有光出来了。
And then the life of the Lord come out of you, and then there's light.
第二个
Secondly,
乃是我们愿意被破碎。
We are willing to be broken by him.
主的生命也能够从我们里面出来。
And then that way, his life is also released in us.
所以在这个讲到这个相称这件事，我们要特别想到我能够怎么样才与主能够配呢？
So when we talk about being worthy, we have to think about how do I become worthy of the Lord.
这不用想太多，我希望大家只抓着一个，我必定需要成为主的门徒。
So you don't have to think a lot, but focus on this point that I have to be his disciple.
不管多难，多少的代价，主引导我一定能够走上成为他的门徒。
No matter what the cost, I want to be led.And walk this way.
第二个我要提到的哈，这里就是刚刚读过了。我们行事为人是凭信心，不凭眼见。
And the second thing is, we read this. We have to walk by faith and not by sight.
你知道我们如果是喜欢凭眼见的。
We know that we love to walk by sight.
我们不要告诉人我不凭眼见的，我闭着眼睛走的。
We don't have to say, oh, I walk with my eyes closed.
我们全部靠眼看的。
Of course, we all depend on our eyes.
主耶稣复活了，这个多马还说我看不到手的钉痕，这个肋旁的枪伤，我就不相信他复活了。
Remember, Thomas said, you know, unless I really see the Lord's wound, I won't believe that he has resurrected.
圣经里面有许多例子。
There are many.
是眼见的。
There are many examples in the Bible that people are walking by sight.
罗德有的选择的时候，他眼睛看哪里最好的地，他就去哪里了。
Remember Lot, when he was making his choices, he used his eyesight, whichever is the better land, that's where he is headed.
他用眼睛看，这是我现在选的最好，结果就全部没掉。
Using his sight, he thinks this is the best, and yet he lost everything in the end.
以扫也是凭眼见，现在口渴的不得了，啥都没有，什么属灵这个长子名分没用，我现在就是要喝水。
And then for Esau, he was thirsty. He just wanted to satisfy that thirst. He doesn't care about the birthright or spiritual things.
说他真的想要得到那个祝福，他得不到。
And so when later on he wants the blessing, he cannot have it anymore.
这里刚刚读的圣经说，我们的 walk, 我们的行走一定要凭信心。
Our walk has to be by faith.
你在希伯来书用了一章的篇幅讲到信心。
We know in Hebrews it used one whole chapter to talk about faith.
里面写了一堆，写着因着信。
And you will find the word because they be of faith. It's all.
他们因着信有这些举动。
Because of faith, they have this action.
他说摩西因着信不愿意成为法老的女儿。
It's by faith.
儿子。
By faith, Moses does not want to be the son of Pharaoh.
我应该说法老女儿的儿子。
Or he doesn't want to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
这个，因为那时候他被养过来的时候，这个他这个还不能够算是儿子，因为还有一个更高的法老在那里。
Because when he was taken to he cannot be, there's still a Pharaoh there.
他说他宁可受苦，不要暂时最终的快乐。
He'd rather suffer than to have the pleasure of sin.
他说我愿意接受有因基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财宝更好。
He's willing to have the suffering of Christ rather than the whatever goodness from Egypt.
所以你会发现哈，摩西他因着信，圣经写的哈，因着信他有这些举动。
It is by faith that he has all this action.
我们很多人生做事都因着信的。
我们
人生很多的做事都是因着信。
There are many things in our life that are by faith.
你给马凡扎针，你没因着信。他不会把我的器官扎坏掉。
When you have, if Dr. Ma is gonna stick a needle on you, you have faith that he's not gonna put it in the wrong place.
我们今天常常把自己交在某些人身上或者某些事情里面，我们都是因着信。
We hand over ourselves to other people or things. It's all by faith.
有可能说没办法了，反正死就死吧。
Or maybe it's just because you don't have a choice.
你在圣经里面还有一个百夫长。
But we also know there's a centurion.
他的仆人病了。
Now his servant was sick.
他派仆人去找耶稣。
And he sent the servant to Jesus.
耶稣就要去医这个仆人。
And the Jesus would go and heal the servant.
但是在路上，这个百夫人又派仆人去把耶稣拦住。
But on the way, the centurion sent another servant to stop Jesus.
他说：“你来到我家，我不敢当。”
He said, "You know, I'm not worthy for you to come to my home."
我是一个做官的人。
I am also an official.
我发个命令，人就做了。
If I give a command, whoever is below me will do it.
你是有权柄的人，你讲一句话，我仆人就好。
Now you are one with authority. Once you say it, my servant is going to be healed.
这是因着信。
This is also by faith.
这信呢，很包括你认识这个人有多少。
Faith encompasses how much you know that person.
他听了关于耶稣很多，他是一个外邦人，他是罗马的百夫长。
Even though He's a Gentile. He's a Roman centurion. He heard about Jesus.
他自己做官的，知道什么叫权柄。
And he is an official himself. He knows what it means to be in authority.
他知道耶稣是从神派来有权柄的。
He knows that Jesus is sent from God and he has authority.
所以他的举动比跟别人不同，他的因着信，你不需要来，一句话就行。
And so he said, by faith, I know you're going to do it. You just say it.
因为我做事情，一句话下面就要做了。
Because in the same way,I say something and the people below me have to follow.
耶稣怎么说？他说在以色列中这样的信心我都没见过。
And so Jesus said that I have not seen such great faith in Israel.
那仆人就回去了，耶稣没再去了。
And then the servant went home and Jesus did not go there.
回去了，发现仆人已经好了。
And truly the other servant got healed.
弟兄姊妹，我们人生里面太多我们需要因着信往前走。
There are many things in our life that we go forward by faith.
我很喜欢读这个佐治穆勒的传记。
I love to read George Mueller's biography.
因为它里面充满了他因着信的故事。
Because in his life there are so many stories that because of his faith.
你知道他有一次要从英国到加拿大 Quebec。
One time he wanted to go from England to Quebec.
在路上是坐船的哈，遇到大雾船就停了。
So they were on a ship and because of a fog they stopped.
这个船主说这里要停几天了，这个雾根本不会散的，以我航海的经验。
And so the captain said based on my experience we have to stop a few days because we cannot go on.
我们弟兄就跟这个船长说那不可能，我礼拜六就要到 Quebec， 我从来没爽过月的。
And our brother said to the captain, "That's impossible because I have to be in Quebec on Saturday and I'm never late."
这个船长说不可能。
And the captain said, "Oh, that's not going to happen."
我们弟兄说来来来，我们到舱里面去祷告。
And so the brother said to the captain, "Let's go down and pray."
这个船长也是信主的。
Now the captain is also a believer.
这个当然这个船长写出来的了，这个他说哎呀我哪来跑个疯子啊。
And the captain said, I don't know where this crazy person come from.
这个你不懂得这个雾有多厚啊。
You don't know how dense this fog is.
所以他们去祷告。
And so they went down and pray.
他说我们弟兄穆勒弟兄很简单的祷告就结束了。
And Brother Mueller has a very simple prayer.
那船长也是弟兄啊，他也要祷告啊。
The captain is also a brother and of course he prayed too.
He wanted to pray.
Oh, he wanted to pray, yeah.
那穆勒弟兄说你不要祷告。
And Brother Mueller said, you don't have to pray anymore.
啊，你就不要我祷告。
How come you don't want me to pray?
他说两个原因。
There are two reasons.
一个我祷告主已经听了。
I prayed and the Lord had already listened.
第二个你根本不信祷告来干嘛。
And then he said you don't believe so there's no point of your prayer.
我们今天很多的祷告是因为我们根本不信，只是嘴巴巴巴巴讲了一些话，根本你从里面到外面都不信的。
We say we mumble some words but inside we don't believe so what's the point?
祷告是从里面抓住主的话，相信主的话主做的，这个祷告主听了。
Prayer is from within. You grab on to God's word, and then He will do it.
他说我不看这个雾，穆勒弟兄说我不看这个雾有多厚，我是看我所信的神。
Brother Mueller said, I do not pay attention how dense the fog is. I only know the God whom I believe.
我不知道他祷告多久，十分钟。
We don't know for how long they pray. Maybe 10 minutes.
他跟船长说上甲板吧，雾都散了。
And then he said, let's go up.And truly, the fog were all gone.
这个船长说，这个人在讲啥？这个刚刚下来之前是全部的雾，现在没几分钟上去雾就散了。
And so the captain thought, what's going on? You know, only a few minutes and the fog is all gone.
船长上到甲板，他们走上去，雾全散了。
And truly, when they went to up the deck, the fog is all gone.
他们准时礼拜六到了 Quebec。
And they reached Quebec on Saturday. on time.
你要有一，你知道，佐治穆勒弟兄哈、啊，为着操练信的过程，他开了一个孤儿院。
And Brother Mueller, in order to exercise his faith, opened orphanages.
最多人的时候不是我可能忘记这个数字反正有一次200多人等就是200多个孤儿在孤儿院
There were 200 some orphans in the orphanage
有一天吃午饭没东西吃
And during one lunch time there were nothing to eat
这个管饭食的哈、啊、就来找我们弟兄说半小时前啊就是11:30就来说今天中午没东西吃
So the one in charge of lunch came to Brother Mueller and said, we don't have anything. And that was half an hour before lunch.
我们弟兄说把桌子摆好。
And Brother Mueller said, you just go set the table.
11:50过来跟我们弟兄说这个没东西吃。
And then at 11:50 he came back and said, we really don't have anything.
然后你把桌子摆好把所有小朋友都叫来。坐在桌子上
But Brother Mueller said, you set the table well already and then tell everybody, all the kids to come.
丁丁你做吗
丁丁 are you going to do it?
、啊、你打开冰箱啥都空了那我去听我主人说200人坐在准备吃饭坐不坐哦、oh, OK 好
So 丁丁 will do the same thing
这个叫盲从啊不是啊这个信得过他主人啊这个所以穆勒弟兄说请大家都坐下来准备吃饭
So everybody sat down ready for lunch
准12:00
At 12 noon
门铃响
The bell rang
这个有几个版本哈，这个我只讲其中一个版本。
There are many versions, but I'm just picking one out of them.
他说有我这个我只讲他说有很多面包送来啊。
So there were bread that were delivered to them.
他说我们你怎么会送面包来呢
？And so he said, why would you send bread here?
他说这个是我们要送到一个学校还是什么这个，但是雪封了那些路去不了。我们发现附近有孤儿院，全部送给你们。
So they said that they were going to send this bread to a school, but because of the road condition, they cannot go there because of the snow.
因为我们不送的话就坏了。
And if they don't send it away, then they're going to, you know, spoil.
有时候想一想啊，你活在这个很有这个懂真有信心的人旁边，你喜欢吗？
Do you like to be
喜欢吗
with somebody with great faith?
我有时候啊在想啊，这个可能两边看，一方面很喜欢，就是说他说有就是有。
Maybe you like it because if he say there's gonna be, it's gonna happen.
但是每一次到经过就是空的，啥都没的时候，这个究竟他这样怎么看呢
？But then when it's empty, you know what does he think?
这里用这个 walk.In faith or walk by faith, 我们必须神今天就是要我们必须操练信心。
So this thing about walking in faith or walk by faith, the Lord wants us to exercise faith.
我们的眼睛就是看那个今天啥都没有。
You know, our eyes always see the condition of lack, that there's nothing there.
我一直劝弟兄姊妹，特别年轻的弟兄姊妹，从你刚信主，第一个就要操练走在信心的里面。
I encourage brothers and sisters, especially the new believers, that once you start, you have to walk in faith.
如果不这样子，你日子一久，越来越难走在信心里。
Otherwise, the longer you stay as a believer, the harder it is to walk by faith.
因为我们习惯用眼看。
Because we're used to walking by sight.
我记得我进研究院的时候。
When I entered graduate school,
很多人听过我的这个故事。
Many people have heard my story.
我的同学早早就已经拿到他们有什么助教这个的工作。
My classmates had already received their assistantship or some type of work.
我进了这个研究院，系上没给我。
But when I entered the graduate school, the department did not give me any assistance.
我只在主面前一个祷告，主，你给我在读研究院，我能够自己养自己的。
I only have one prayer, and it is that in my graduate school, may I be able to take care of myself financially.
我去找我们系主任，他说，你明天你就来问问，可能会有。
And I went to the department head, and he said that maybe tomorrow, if you come, there might be something.
我每天去，他都叫我明天回来。
And every day I went, he always said, come back tomorrow.
一个礼拜过了。
And 1 week passed.
两个礼拜过。
2 weeks passed.
你还去吗？
Are you still gonna go?
你这里站在哪里排队见老板见这个系主任呢一些人在旁边就好像你的膝盖在讨饭。
We all line up there, there are other students, we all look like beggars begging for food.
我前几天跟一些弟兄姊妹交通啊我在数我总共排了多少天啊。
I was sharing with brothers and sisters, how many days did I line up there?
我总共排了18天。
I lined up for 18 days.
你知道我们那，这不包括周末的哈。
And this does not include weekends.
这个我们那都是 quarter system， 这个11个礼拜就结束一个学期了。
At that time we had a quarter system and it only takes 11 weeks and the quarter.
其实到了第三个礼拜，排队要找他的人越来越少了。
So the people who lined up are, you know, become less and less.
很多人去找什么餐厅打工、扫地、这个洗碗都去做了。
Others have find other job like being a, you know, like washing dishes or doing some.
但是我在主面前的祷告，这份工作要减掉我的学费的，不是的话没什么用。
But my prayer before the Lord is this work is going to reduce my.Tuition, otherwise it's useless.
到了第十八天。
So on the 18th day,
我进去。
I went in.
老板没有说明天再来。
Oh, well, the department head didn't say you come back tomorrow.
他跟我说这个学期应该没有可以给你做的。
He's saying that maybe this semester, this quarter, you won't get anything.
在我要离开他房间之前。
But while I was leaving that room,
电话响了。
The phone rang.
有一个教授需要25%的助教。
There was a professor who needed a 25% assistantship.
系主任把电话摆下，你要不要？
And then he said to me, like, do you want that?
在电脑系里面，这一门课是我最讨厌的。
Well, that class is the class that I don't like the most.
但是竟然在这个时候有那三个多礼拜没有教授再要助教了。
But then it's at this moment that they need a teaching assistant.
我说要。
And I said, yes, I want it.
你现在就去找某某教授。
And he said, well, right now you go to that professor.
你知道啊这个时间我进去我前面有人在排队的每个出来就是说都跟我说没了这个学期今天是最后不用再来了。
Well, there were people before me, and then when they came out, they all told me, well, this is the, don't come back anymore, this is the last day.
老板说不用再回来，没有嘛，这个学期没了。
Because that's what the head said.
You know. 这个我进去我拿到。
But then I went in and I got it.
我后面的也没有。
And then the people behind me didn't get anything either.
神的时间就在那个时候，他说你既然愿意每天尽你一份本分来的，属给我了。
And God's timing is so that since you are willing to put out your effort, you know, then I'm going to give you.
这门课已经有两个助教，两班有两个助教。
There were already two teaching assistants.
这两个都是我们的弟兄。
And both of them were our brothers.
一个是我的室友。
One is my roommate.
所以我三个半礼拜没做过事，就发薪水了。
And I was even paid for those 3.5 weeks that I didn't work for.
我后面真的要做什么，我那两位弟兄也很合作的。
And whatever I need to do after that, the two other guys were very helpful.
所以我后来整个研究院的时间也经历过这种等候主给钱。
And so throughout that graduate school, I experienced how I wait upon the Lord for financial help.
除了我最后一个学期，我也没什么休课，我每个学期系上都给我钱。
Every quarter, I got money from the department, except for the last one where I don't really need to take classes anymore.
主是信实的。
The Lord is faithful.
我们真实的来寻求他。
If we truly seek him,
在我整个研究院的过程，他养活了我。
And he really provided for me throughout my graduate school.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们不看一些别人怎么的看法。
Today we're not going to pay attention to how other people look at things.
我们必须在主的面前，我们有切实走过的。
We really have to walk ourselves before the Lord.
我们在地上有个责任。乃是活出来给人知道我所信的主是真的。
It is our responsibility to live that out that the God
is real. 不是我们嘴巴说他是真的。
It's not that our mouth said he's real.
乃是我们能够给人看到我的主养我的。
But we can let other people see that truly our God provides for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你走过这个，你就会要去走这个。
If you have gone through this.Then you would want to go through this way.
只有信心的路才是正路。
Only the way of faith is the right way.
只有信心的路才是义路。
And only the way of faith is the righteous way.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想这个我们太多这些例子可以说。
There's so many examples in the Bible.
只愿意说弟兄姊妹，我们真的走上信心的路。
But that we will really walk this way of faith.
刚刚我们读的圣经还有一节的圣经。
There's one more verse that
在哥罗西书里面第一章第十节说，你行事为人要对得起主，凡是蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。
It is in Corinthians 1:10 that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
第一个我要提到的是要蒙他的喜悦。
I want to mention that it is unto all pleasing.
我们的行走要蒙他的喜悦。
So our walk has to be pleasing to him.
我提几件事情。
So I want to mention a few things.
罗马书第十二章第一节。讲到将身体献上当作活祭。
In Romans 12:1, talk about offering ourselves as living sacrifice.
这个奉献，主说，保罗在这里写说，你们如此侍奉，是神所喜悦的。
This is acceptable and pleasing to the Lord.
我们的奉献，神看为是一个侍奉，是神所喜悦的。
Our consecration is a service.And that is pleasing to the Lord.
我想前几个礼拜我们弟兄伟修已经在这个奉献这件事上交通了很多。
A few weeks ago, our brother 伟修 already talked about this.
第二个，在希伯来书十一章第六节里面说。
And then in Hebrews chapter 11:6,
他说人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
Without faith, we cannot please God.
所以这里我已经画了一些蝙蝠，讲到凭信的生活。
So I have already outlined the living by faith.
所以他说，你要讨主的喜悦，你要行在信心的路上。
To be pleasing to him, you have to be in the way of faith.
箴言第十五章。
And then in Proverbs 15.
箴言十五章第八节。
Proverbs 15:8.
他下面他说这个第二句哈，他说正直人的祈祷为他所喜悦。
It says that the sacrifice, the prayer of the upright is his delight.
你说我们要做一个正直的人。
To be one who is upright.
我们的祷告要真实。
Our prayer has to be real.
因为我们有时候祷告多了，很习惯就是用同样的词句。
Maybe we're used to praying, and so we use the same phrases.
他这里说你要做一个正直、真实的人的祷告。
You have to be an upright and real prayer.
这样的祷告，神就能够喜悦。
And this kind of prayer, the Lord delights.
提摩太后书。
And then 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy 2.
提摩太后书第二章第四节，这里说
2 Timothy 2:4
他说凡在军中当兵的不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
No man that wars entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier.
我们当兵的我们知道要完全听上面的命令去打仗的。
As a soldier, you have to follow the command of the officers.
主说我们就是当兵的。
We are soldiers.
主说我们当兵的不能够有事物缠身的。
So to be soldiers, we cannot have the affairs of this life entangling us.
你知道我们有多少东西缠身吗？
Do you know how much?Things are entangling us.
马太福音讲那个撒种的比喻。
In Matthew, the parable of the sower.
它是有落在荆棘里的。
There are seeds that are dropped in the thorny ground.
他说他就把它缠住了。
And this choked them.
他说什么东西把它缠住了？
What choked them?
他说世上的思虑。
It's the worries of this world.
钱财的迷惑。
And the deceit of money.
所以我们今天可能是我的学业。
Maybe today it's your education.
可能是我的事业。
Maybe it's your career.
可能是我的家庭。
Maybe it's your family.
许多事把我们缠住。
There's so many things that are entangling us.
我们没办法讨他的喜悦。
And so we cannot please him.
所以第三个我要提到他，我们的行走要讨他的喜悦。
And so the third one I want to mention is that our walk.Is pleasing to him.
第四个这一节圣经说，在善事上结果子。
And the fourth thing is that you are fruitful in good works.
什么叫结果子？
What does it mean to be fruitful?
我不要在这里列出一堆的果子。
I'm not going to list a fruit.
但是我要问问弟兄姊妹，什么叫果子？
What is a fruit?
果子是有果效的。
Fruit means there's an effect.
如果没果效的，你发现只有叶子没果子了。
If there's only effect, there are only leaves but no fruit.
所以我们今天说要结果子是有果效的。
There should be an effect.
圣经也说看果子认识树。
The Bible says you look at the fruit and you know the tree.
所以我们今天所行走是有果子的，就是一定会有是有果效的。
Today, our walk has to have fruit and it has to be effective.
那我们希望这个果效是好的。
Of course, we want this to have good effects.
那好的果效是我们所谓结好的果子。
And good effects means good fruit.
不是的话，就结坏的果子，就坏的果效。
If you have bad fruit, you have bad effects.
第二个哈，果子这里乃是说基督的生命能够从我身上流出来。
Another thing is fruit means that the life of Christ can flow out from me.
如果只有我的这个reasoning 叫什么？只有我的这个辩词哈，这会很会分辨啊，这个中文就不会讲，这个我们很会解释一些事情。
If we're only good at reasoning,
这不叫做主的生命出来。
That does not mean that the life of Christ comes out.
或者我们很会说服人。
Or maybe we are good at influencing other people.
人只是满足在或者心理上的满足或者头脑上的满足。
Whether it's fulfillment in their emotion or their mind.
我们是要让主能够从我们生命中流出来的。
What we want is to let Christ flow out from our life.
第三个关于结果子。
And the third thing about bearing fruit.
人碰到我们，人心会转变。
When other people touch us, their hearts would be changed.
这不止朋友们转变，弟兄姊妹也可以转变。
Not only friends will have their heart changed, but also brothers and sisters.
当然，我们说有些人心很硬，那是另外说了。
Of course, there are people, some people's hearts are hardened.
但是你要知道，这个世界上朋友或者弟兄姊妹许多在寻求的。
But you should know that many are really seeking, whether it's brothers or sisters.
他们是真实要找一条出路的。
They really want a way out.
这些人能够碰到我们，能够有个新的改变。
When they touch us, they will have a real change in their hearts.
我讲过哈，我今年年初开始我就讲过，我要提到补课。
In the beginning of the year, I mentioned that we're going to take remedial lessons.
我们补课就是为了我们能够结好果子。
The reason why we have this remedial lesson is to bear good fruit.
所以我这一点我大概我就讲到这里。
So I'm going to stop here.
第四点，他这里说要多知道神。
The fourth is increasing in the knowledge of God.
我们读一些圣一段圣经哈。
Let's read a passage.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
大家都很熟悉的圣经。
It's a very familiar verse.
我从第十二节我从第十节读到第十四节。
I'm going to read from 10 to 14.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，活着也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，活着可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要着神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来的奖赏。
要读啊。
OK， 我想英文就不读了。这里讲到哈，使我认识基督。
Here it says that I may know Christ.
你知道我们需要认识他的。
We really need to know him.
我们才会也才能够有活的生命。
That's how we will have a real life.
我们有时候发现这生命不是很真实。
Sometimes we feel that life is not so real.
我们发现信耶稣我就喜欢一堆的规条。
To us, believing in Jesus is just a set of rules.
我礼拜二去参加我同事的葬礼。
On Tuesday, I went to a funeral of my office mate.
他是一个天主教徒。
He was a Catholic, a Roman Catholic.
整个的葬礼哈，充满了一堆的仪式。
The whole funeral, there were a lot of rituals.
六个神父在上面。
There were like six priests there.
Six priests or six fathers. 他们所有的祷告一本大书。
And they all have this huge book of prayer.
到某一段祷告哪一段翻到那一页叫读。
And they just turn to a page and read, and that's their prayer.
这个许多参加的也是天主教徒。
And of course, a lot of those who went were also Roman Catholic.
他们读到哪一段，下面会回应的，会读怎么我都听不懂。
And then they would respond at a certain time.
那有一个人就唱歌。
And then there's somebody who's gonna be singing.
唱唱唱，这些人也帮着唱。
And then the rest will join in and sing.
那走一段怎么样了？一堆人跪下来了。
Then
他已经后面都有个跪垫了。
And then at a certain point, everybody will be kneeling down.
我一辈子进天主教堂第两次。
This is the second time I went into a Catholic church.
一堆的规条，一堆的这个仪文。
There are rituals and letters.
我遇到我们现在的同事哈，他们天主，我问他，你信耶稣吗？
And I asked him, do you believe?I asked one, do you really believe in Jesus?
你真的知道你要去哪里？
Do you know where you're going?
他说 I don't know.
And he said, I don't know.
所以我后来再去查了一下，天主教基本上告诉你， 你会不会到天堂不知道。
And basically, I went and researched, and truly, for Roman Catholics, they do not know where they're going.
但是当他们来到这个仪式，哇，虔诚的不得了。
But when they come to this, any type of their gathering, they would have they look very pious.
又跪又举手，什么都来了。
Because they kneel, they raise their hand, they have a lot of rituals.
我里面有一个很深的感觉，如果不认识我们所信的基督是谁，我们剩下的就是归桥一问。
If we do not really know the one who we believe, we will be left with rules and rituals.
我再读一节圣经哈，何西亚书，旧约的何西亚书。
The book of Hosea.
小先知书的第一卷哈。何西亚书第六章
Hosea chapter 6
第三节
verse 3
我只读第上面这句话我们务要认识耶和华竭力追求认识他
Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord
这个圣经里面哈，保罗用了竭力追求这里也用了竭力的追求
Here it talks about we really have to pursue in knowing
你知道 with all our might and with all our strength 我们要全力的来认识我们的主
We need to do it with all our might and all our strength
保罗在这里提到哈他说我竭力追求是得着基督
I have to do it with all my might and strength to gain Christ
我们能够认识他乃是我能够得着他
To know him is to really get him.
他还讲了另外一个，我要竭力认识他，乃是能够得着他，乃是能够让他得着我。
And that he can lay hold of me.
他能够使我知道，他救我，他挽救我的目的是什么。
And I will know why he saved me and why he disciplined me.
所以我要认识主。使我能够在他手中成为一个有用的人。
And so if I know him, I will be somebody useful in his hand.
我竭力的来认识他，要知道他救我，他要如何的用我。
By use my all to know him, then I will know how he will use me.
你越认识，越追求，你就越知道他为什么给我有这个恩赐，或者给我有那个负担。
The more I know him, the more I pursue to know him, then I will know why he gave me this talent, how he wants to use it.
你就发现主就一直的给。
And then the Lord will keep giving.
你就一直的去认识他。
And you will keep knowing him.
说圣经这个主讲了一句话说多给谁就向谁多取。
And that's why he demands more to those who give more.
他说多托谁就向谁多要
And the more he gives to this one, the more he demands from that person.
这是在路加福音12章48节里面讲的。
It's in Luke 12:48.
江弟兄讲了一句这样的话。
And Brother Kong said this.
我们认识基督，就能认识他的道路。
If we know Christ, then we know his way.
我们认识基督，就能经历他的生命。
If we know Christ, then we will experience His life.
我们认识基督，就能活有活的道，分给弟兄姊妹。
If we know Christ, then we have living word for brothers and sisters.
保罗在腓立比书里面说，我们要向着标杆直跑。
And Paul said in Philippians, I press toward the mark.
弟兄姊妹，地上的人要成功，都是有目标的。
For even for worldly people, if they want to be successful, they have a goal.
没有目标，你一事无成。
If you have no goal, you're not going to get accomplished.
当然，有目标你也不一定达到，就是了。
Of course, with a goal, you might not achieve it.
因为那个目标不合理。
Maybe that goal is not reasonable.
一个人没目标，他就懒懒散散的。
And if you don't have a goal, then you'll be lazy and careless.
他无所谓，随随便便的。
Because he's careless and it doesn't really matter.
他每天过日子不知道干嘛的。
Doesn't know how he's living every day.
我们知道我们今天刚刚读了，我们的目标是认识基督。
We know that our goal is to know Christ.
我们要得着基督。
And we want to gain Christ.
我们要让明白基督救我，得着我。 为什么
We want to know why he saved me and he laid hold of me.
他要我得到是什么
What does he want me to lay hold on?
我们今天行走我们也说我们今天目标是要侍奉主
Today when we walk, we said we want to serve our Lord.
所以我们知道如果我们讲到侍奉主
To serve our Lord.
我们知道教会有个目标乃是做主基督身体合一的见证
Now there's a goal for the church and it is to be a testimony of being one in the Lord
我们为着那个目标我们竭力的追求
And with that goal we pursue with all our strength
我们付上代价而希望能够走上这个路
And we pay whatever the price to walk that way
目标我们有时候走会跌倒会失败
Yes, sometimes in our walk we will stumble and we will fail
但是没有一个小朋友跌倒了不会再爬起来所以我们也能够爬起来
But there's not one kid when they stumble they would not want to get up So once we fail or stumble we want to get up
我们也提过我们有个目标是进天国
We also have a goal and that's to enter the kingdom
我们刚刚已经讲了一定要做门徒的
And we have to be disciples.
我们一定要过信心的生活。
We have to live by, walk by faith.
有人说这很难。
Some people say this is hard.
那弟兄姊妹，我们都有机会去面对这个，能够走过来。
But we can all face this and we can experience going through it. And
你还在读书。
You're still in school.
你就有机会升学，你就会找工作，怎么能够走？能够经历是因信因着信就带我走的
and you will have to find work then you can experience how by faith the Lord leads you
我们能够像撒种比喻里面的那个好土就是我们的心是好土
we want to be the good soil in the parable of the sower
我最近跟弟兄姊妹交通这个哈我说它里面是一百倍
it talks about hundredfold
如果它只停在哪里我们觉得这个是 unreachable 的根本打就达不到的一个目标。
If it only says hundredfold, maybe to us that's unreachable.
那他是六十倍也行。
But then it says sixtyfold.
说三十倍也行。
Or thirtyfold.
从一百退到三十，这个已经非常低了。
It dropped from 100 to 30. That's pretty low.
所以我们如果说我先定在三十倍，我去嘛。
But let's say we set ourselves at thirtyfold. Are we going to go?
还是我们想的我最多只到二十九。
Or maybe we say we can only reach 29. 然后
我说30就去不到了。
30, I cannot reach it.
那主一定把它摆在蛮低的30就行了。
But the Lord has set it at pretty low of 30.
我们肯走吗
Are we willing to walk?
弟兄姊妹我们今天信主一定要有目标的。
Today, as believers, we have to have a goal.
我们不要排得很高反正听不懂了因为认识主太 general 了这个太普通了。
To know the Lord seems to be too vague of a goal.
我们最少可以说主，我先定的，我要过信心的生活。
So maybe we can say first, I want to walk by faith.
我走得了，当学生的时候，你们每一个都走得了。
Well, since I can walk by faith as a student, every one of you can.
我一直都是看环境的，主能够把我带过来，能够开始经历什么叫做凭信过火的。
I used to look at circumstance, but the Lord led me to come and walk by faith.
我们都是在主面前，都是同样的情况。
All of us have the same condition before the Lord.
我们只要把目标摆在那里。
We just have to set our goal before us.
我想是西岸聚会回来之后。
Probably from back from WCCC.
Sherry 跟我们突然觉得我们该散步了。
And Sherry and I thought we should take walks.
这个我做事情要有目标，散步对我是没目标的东西。
To me, I'm very goal oriented, and taking walks seems to not have a concrete goal.
只是两个人想一想，我们都一把不是一把年纪，这个已经到了某个年纪需要动了。
We have reached a certain age and we need to move.
你知道有一次，反正我们就一直往前走嘛，对不对
？And so we just keep on walking forward.
走到一个，该回头。
And then we reach a certain place and we said we should come back.
因为回头一看，我跟 Sherry 说，我说哇，红绿灯这么远啊！ 我们走了这么远。
And I realized, how come we have walked so far?
我说回得去吗？
Can we walk back?
因为我曾经 hiking, 不是 hiking 还是什么，反正我走过去到那里，车子来接我走的。反正我就走到我就不想走，车子把我接走了。
Because in the past, I've walked、quite a ways, but then I was taken back by a car.
我这次走了，我说还要走回去的，一定要走回去的嘛。
But then this time, we have to walk back.
我就说那个 stop light 这么远，有可能走到吗？
So I look at the stoplight so far away, can I reach there?
当我这样想的，我的脚就很软，没力了。
But the moment I think that way, I feel weakness.
因为我觉得我走这里已经走得好累了，我还要走回去。
Because it was already tough coming here, and now I have to go back.
你知道我那天学两个事情。
So that day, I learned two things.
是很远。
It's true, it's very far.
走不到。
And it seems you cannot reach that goal.
但是我有两条腿。
But then I have two feet.
我只要是往前走，不往后走，往前走就行。
As long as I keep on moving forward.
不知不觉，我走到红绿灯了。
Unknowingly, I get to that traffic light.
在我当初的感觉，我是真的走不到，我不想走。
At that moment, I thought I can't get there.
好难啊。
It's very difficult and I don't want to.
好远。
It's very far.
这个当然对马拉松的人不同啊，他都多远都去了，这个两个世界，两个世界。
But then for people who ran the marathon, that's a different thing.
对我这个，但是我经历一个就是我脚这么软，我就是走，终于走到了。
And even though my feet feels weak, I still walk and.
你看我走了一次这样走到，我以后就知道我一定走到嘛。
And because I've done it once, I know I can do it again.
那个想法不会再出来，我再走一样的路，我不会说走不到了。
Because I've done it, and so that kind of thinking will not pop up again.
有个目标，还有第二个就是有个同伴跟你一起走。
One is to have a goal, the other is to have companion.
我们两个就聊天嘛。
And we were just Cherry and I were just talking.
不，讲，也走到。
And so unknowingly we get there.
因为你脑袋一直在想着，还有好远，好远。
If your mind keeps thinking, oh, it's so far, it's so far.
你走到不是满的埋怨的走到了。
Maybe you can still reach the place, but it's full of complaints.
怎么没有人有爱心派一台车把我接过去呢？
How come nobody has a loving heart to come and pick me up? 这
些弟兄姊妹整天讲爱到哪里去呢？
People talk about love. Where are the brothers and sisters?
No, 这个我们就是怪到别人身上去了。
So we blame other people.
有目标，你能够走到的。
If you have a goal, you can reach there.
说弟兄姊妹，我们要有目标。
We need to have a goal.
人生有目标。
We need to have a goal in our life.
信了主，更要有目标。
And all the more, as a believer, you need to have a goal.
保罗在这里说，当你有目标，就直跑。
And Paul said, once you have this goal, you should run toward it, straight toward it.
我今天只走十掌，行走。
Today I only talk about walking.
你可能不是跑。
Maybe you're not running.
最少走吧。
Well, at least you walk.
直走。
Walk straight.
不要走弯曲的。
Don't walk the crooked way.
目标持定。
Hold on to that goal.
走。
And walk.
所以我常常说哈，这个只要我们定了一个目标。
As long as we set the goal,
知道主今天要我们怎么寻求的
and we know how the Lord wants us to pursue,
我们下面要做的决定就简单多了
then other decisions come into place easily.
虽然我们也有惧怕
yes, we might have some fear.
我们可能有忧虑
maybe there's some worries.
但是我们能够跟着说主，我就是要走上去
but then I say to the Lord, I'm determined to walk.
所以我 这次的负担哈，要跟弟兄姊妹交通到这个 walk。这个行走
My burden is to share about walk
是与我们所蒙召的恩与基督的福音是相配相称的
And walk worthy of the grace and the gospel of Christ
第二个能够过信心的生活
Second is to walk by faith
第三个能够讨主的喜悦
And the third is to be pleasing to the Lord
第四个能够结果子
And the fourth is to bear fruit
第五个能够真并且多认识主
and the fifth is to be real and really know the Lord
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us
我们都需要主提 天天这样引导我们。
That we all need the Lord to lead us daily.
我们都是不行的，靠着自己。
Because we will all fail depending on ourselves.
求主引导我们走义路。
May the Lord lead us on the way of righteousness.
在这个行走的上面能够走得好。
And in our walk, we will walk well.
我们得低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你是永不改变的主。
Lord, you never change.
你对我们长存着忍耐。
And you are so patient with us.
主啊，你一直在吸引着我们，要我们来到你面前跟随你。
You keep on drawing us to yourself that we will follow you.
说给我们看，真的能够从里面来看到你是那一位又真又活的神。
That Lord, we can really see with our inner eye that you are alive and you are real.
你是那用永远的爱来爱我们。
Lord, you love us with an eternal love.
我们每个环境你都知道。
And you know each and every one of our circumstances.
说求主给我们能够照着你的心意来行走。
Lord, that we will walk according to your purpose.
当我们在行走的当中，我们满心的感谢。
And in our walk, we are full of thankfulness.
我们口中满口的称颂。
And we are praises in on our mouth.
因为主啊，你实在太美好。
Because Lord, you are so good.
主啊，帮助我们。都能够不管多次的跌倒，我们都爬起来。
Lord, help us. No matter how many times we stumble, we will all get up.
就让我们不断的经认识你，也经历你。
That we will continue to experience you, Lord.
纪念我们每一位。
Lord, remember each one of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.